Welcome to Advertising Week Europe 2024 in audio, powered by The Barbershop. In this podcast, we'll bring you the latest insights and trends from industry leaders in advertising and marketing. Join us as we dive into discussions that shape the future of our industry.
Thank you all for being here. I'm Nina Walsh. I lead business development at AWS for our media, entertainment, games and sports division. So it's lovely to be here today. Thank you all for coming. More people coming in the room as we speak. we've got an exciting hot guest here with me today, and I'll introduce you in a moment, Dan, but we've got a lot to cover. Very importantly, looking at media and entertainment companies and how they're experiencing massive changes at the moment. That's obviously being driven by years and years of disruption, rapid adoption of new viewing platforms, changing consumer behaviour, and of course those evolving business needs in general. We combine that with the rise of digital platforms, which has enabled our companies to personalise content recommendations and deliver that targeted advertising based on user preferences and behaviour, of course, of our viewers. Now, we then also look at adopting AI and automation technologies to streamline that content distribution and personalisation process. And all of that is to, of course, to enhance the viewing experience. With me today is Dan Cohen, Director of Product and Advertising Innovation at Sky Media. Welcome, Dan. Thanks. Nice to have you here. Do you want to start off by telling everyone a little bit about your background and your role at Sky Media?
Yeah, sure. I'm responsible for Sky Media. Let's start there. Sky Media is the advertising arm of Sky. We have rep our own channels plus over 20 different partners, over 100 linear channels and about 50 different platforms. I see my role as ultimately trying to drive growth for advertisers and trying to drive better outcomes for them and to cause a little bit of trouble along the way. I've been in the industry or in and out of the industry for about 25 years. I started off kind of doing DRTV and photo shoots and things like that at full service agencies, got fed up with dealing with people like me and disappeared off to do promos and that kind of stuff. But with an obsession about data and how to make things better. And as part of that process, I started building systems and that kind of stuff, which has led me all the way back to working in a sales house and building systems and processes.
Perfect segue. You said you've been in and out of the industry over the years. What changes have you seen in that time? I know that's a big question, but changes you'd like to highlight.
I'll try and do it quickly.
In 20 minutes.
In some ways, unbelievable change, and in some ways, literally no change at all. You know, when I was buying literally 20 years ago, it was pretty much just linear. And now, obviously, you've got multiple platforms. You've got not just in terms of TV, but you've got social media, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So AV has just exploded completely. But actually, the way that the kind of the media channels that were around then are still bought and planned now is ultimately very, very similar. You're after the right audience at the right frequency at the right time with the right message. And actually, that continues regardless of the kind of platform that you're looking at. But as you say, there's huge fragmentation in viewing. I think when I was buying Channel 5, kind of just started, for example, and now you know Channel 5 is one of the old players, and you've got many kind of, you know, local and international OTT platforms as well. So it's huge.
And tell us, what steps have you been taking to unify that linear and digital advertising?
Well, I think there's kind of two angles, right? One is a technology angle, and one is a customer angle. I'll start with technology. It's in a way simpler. When you're Sky was a big attacker and disruptor in the market, but realistically we're a legacy business now. We're a massive kind of part of the ecosystem in the UK, and because of that, we've got a bunch of legacy systems that we need to work with, and we build on top of those. So there is a definite challenge in this new fragmented market to make the technology all work together. It's a lot simpler for some of the newer entrants, where they kind of go, right, this is what we're doing, and we'll build it from scratch. If we wanted to build from scratch, it would cost a hell of a lot of money, and we'd have to stop doing things, which clearly isn't something we want to do. So from a technology point of view, there's a lot of complication in the tech stacks and how you do that. From a customer point of view, you just want to try and simplify what is a really complicated space. You know, when I was buying however many years ago, I would speak to three different people. That would be it. Three or four different people, and you would have your campaign sorted. Now, to reach all the audiences in the way you want to reach them, you might have to speak to, you know, 10, 11, 12, even more different platforms or sales houses, whatever it might be, to create a plan that's fit for purpose. So it's become more complicated. And what we try to do is simplify it. We try to go, just come to us and we'll help you find your audience. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter where they are, we'll make sure we can find them for you. And we'll do that through bringing platforms together, we're aggregating different platforms, not just our own, but also ensuring that the audiences are consistent across all those platforms as well.
And then how has that resulted in better monetization opportunities and measurement across those platforms?
So there's kind of two kind of big elements that we've done over the last, let's say, two, three years. The first is something called Seaflight, which you may or may not have heard of, but when we became part of the bigger Comcast empire, whenever that was, 6, 7 years ago now, I think, quite a long time ago, we worked very closely with NBCU, and they had this thing called Seaflight, where they were able to bring different measurement types into the same space. And we thought, that's quite interesting from a simplification point of view. What we did is, using the first party data and an understanding of our customers, we're able to start deduping between those platforms as well. So we're able to create probably the first in the market at scale, genuinely deduped audience measurement across different platforms. And it was so popular that actually we've now given it to the market, right? It's something that ITV and Channel 4 are now part of. And I believe the likes of Netflix and Amazon and everywhere else are coming into as well, because it was just something that helped the industry. And we thought actually the better thing to do is to kind of give that to the industry to do. So that's one element. And the other element we've simplified is by enabling people to buy from a single point of view. And we created a proposition called One Campaign. It says what it does, what it says on the tin. But it's proved to be hugely popular in market, with sales in 23, tripling sales in 22, and we're already doubling them again this year. So it's something that's proving incredibly popular. And it purely is down to that simplification.
And thinking about data, tell us about some of the ways that you're leveraging data to create, you know, the best experiences for your customers, for their customers.
It's a really interesting one, because we've been playing in the space for a long time. We launched targeted advertising with AdSmart almost exactly 10 years ago. And right from the start, we've been bringing together viewing data, first-party data, other first-party data, and third-party data to be able to create genuine opportunities for people to be able to target customers properly. You know, retail media is a kind of big buzz at the moment. We've been using retail media data since day one. I think we've been working with MasterCard and Dunnhumby and Boots and whoever else to be able to deliver that kind of retail experience as we go along. And we try to evolve that all the time. What are the new data sets out there that are going to help? I think one of the really interesting areas that we'll see kind of in the future is good data will become even more important than it is now. I think there's kind of a view now where all data is equal. And actually, I think as we move into a world where outcomes become more and more important, the quality of your underlying data, the verified data, where you genuinely know who you're targeting, as opposed to perhaps an IP address or an email address, is just going to become hugely important for delivering kind of the best possible returns.
Now, something that AWS and Sky have in common is that we always put our customers first. So with that in mind, can you talk a little bit about some of the ways that Sky differentiates itself?
Well, I mean, you're 100% right. Like, the customer has to come first. And it's a bit of a cliche, right? But at the same time,
paramount.
it's literally the most important thing. We're a pay business. So there's a bunch of people out here at the moment who are essentially giving us 100 quid a month to be able to watch their telly. And the last thing I need to do is ruin that experience with adverts. I'll try my best not to, although I imagine there's a lot of people going, you already are. But because of that, we do a lot of research into what our ad load should be to balance that customer experience. And we've got one of the lowest ad loads in the market because of it. Now, that's really good from a customer point of view. From an advertising market point of view, it's kind of a double-edged sword. Advertisers get better cut through for their advertisers, but actually people go, well, you've not got as much inventory as somebody else, so maybe I'll give them a bit more money. And that's an interesting challenge. So that customer experience is just hugely, hugely important. The other side of it is that we try to make sure that advertisers themselves are able to get the best possible experience as well. So we are probably overly transparent in the information that we will give to advertisers. Mm. We ensure that everything we do is Clearcast approved, even though in the digital space you don't need to be. We want to make sure that experience, the way your advert is next to other people's adverts and the customer seeing them, is really good. And we will also only charge when an advert has been seen 100% of the way through, which is firstly means that you're getting full impact for the money that people are spending, but equally I think it potentially pits us against some of the social media areas where, you know, people are scrolling through and you're being charged off the 2 seconds or 5 seconds or whatever else it might be. So we want advertisers to get the best experience as well as customers.
Thank you. Shifting gears a little, we obviously hear a lot about generative AI. We're here at Advertising Week, so I'm sure it's been mentioned more than 1,000 times already. So how are you using generative AI to enable those advertising use cases like personalization at scale, ad creative customization, audience segmentation and the like?
So I might go a little bit against the grain here.
Please.
As I say, I like to cause a bit of trouble sometimes, so that's probably part of it. I think Gen AI is unbelievable. And I don't know if you've seen the research, the reports this morning of the new ChatGPT that's come out, and some of the stuff that it can do is phenomenal. And there's clearly a big battle space in the technology area for it. In the media space, it's quite an interesting one. I still think we need to define the use cases. And a lot of the time where people come to us and go, we've got this really great idea, or we want to do this, or it's internal people saying the same thing. A lot of those are artificial intelligence or machine learning use cases rather than Gen AI. I think in the creative industry, it's going to be very, very interesting and incredibly challenging, both from an advertising and a content point of view. I think it can really help in helping people to define audiences. But actually, Gen AI itself, I still think we need to dig in a little bit more into the use cases. AI can be absolutely brilliant in terms of, you know, hyper-personalization if that's what people want and that kind of thing. But Gen AI, I think it's still, for me personally, we've still got to define why we would be using it.
Yeah, it all comes down to the use cases, as you said. I think that's very true. What about next-gen solutions? Are you testing any at the moment? Is there any that you can recommend that improve the user or ad experience? That you might want to mention?
So I've got innovation in my title, so hopefully
we
do some things in those areas. Look, we constantly evolve with the data that we use in terms of bringing in new data sets and new ways of doing things. So working very closely with metadata around contextual, but also search metadata and being able to combine that to target campaigns properly. We are playing a lot with... I think when it comes to data, everyone's in that market. I think it's pretty homogenous now. It's kind of everyone kind of playing in that space. So what else can we do? And luckily at Sky, we aren't just a kind of sales house, but we own the platform and the content and all of these other elements. We kind of got the whole show, which is really nice. And I think the next levels of innovation you're probably going to start seeing are in the platform areas. And we're doing quite a lot in that space at the moment. We're mucking around with things like voice and what that can do to create better engagement with brands, with the use of cameras and interactivity. And then also looking at how shopping potentially can work. It's obviously something that Amazon have been mm-hmm. doing for years, but I think there's a challenge with how you maintain that customer experience and that viewing experience, but enable people to purchase at the same time. So that's one to watch, I think.
The shoppable TV aspect. We're here at Advertising Week. Are there any advertising trends that you're keen to hear more about or dig into?
I think we will look. Shoppable TV is absolutely going to be there. There's going to be a lot of buzzwords around Gen AI, which we've kind of touched on as well. I think there's going to be a lot of focus on data going forward, and that kind of verified first party data, which is going to become more and more powerful. And the reason it becomes more and more powerful is because I think what we'll see over the next few years is a much bigger focus on outcomes. You asked right at the start, what's kind of changed?
Yeah.
Actually, one of the things that really hasn't changed is a lot of the time buying is still based around reach and frequency, and buying kind of traditional audiences and ultimately then for price. And I think you're going to find a way where actually we're moving away from that. We'll become more into outcomes, and those outcomes will be immediately understandable as opposed to needing kind of months and months of research to get to it. I think that's a hugely exciting area. And we can move away from kind of just reach or kind of DRTV into brand perceptions and that kind of stuff. And I'm really excited about that because I think that can genuinely take brands to the next level.
And what do you predict we'll be talking about on this stage next year when we're here?
It's a really hard question. which you didn't tell me about. I still think we'll be talking about Gen AI. I really do. I think we'll be talking about shopping as well. I think that's going to be a big part of where we go. But as I say, I think data and outcomes are going to continue to be areas where we have to evolve. And the entire industry has to evolve. And it's going to be really tricky to navigate the jump from the kind of traditional space around reach and price into outcomes. I think it's going to be quite an interesting journey. And I think we'll talk a lot more about that.
Love it. Well, thank you. You're a great partner to us at AWS. For those that don't know, AWS, we specialize in services, solutions, partners, working with media customers like Sky Media, thank you, to help them monetize their content, create more efficiencies in their businesses. So it's been a pleasure to have you here today, and thank you all for joining.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Advertising Week Europe 2024 in audio. Stay connected with us on social media using the handle @AdvertisingWeek and visit our website europe.advertisingweek.com for more exclusive content. This podcast was produced by Podcander, the audio conference solution.